Right. Part two. Part one. Whatever. Fuck it. Now, this time, it's 12:15. I've got to be in bed soon. I've got work in the morning. But I had to just share something about Shaft, or Shaft, or however you want to pronounce this ridiculous film. That's what I think of that film. I'd heard a few things about it not being very good. I didn't, you know, I don't happen to look up reviews of things that are on TV, and it was on TV, so I watched it. And it's probably the worst film I've ever seen, simply because of the fact that it has no structure. And that fart is disgusting. Fucking hell, that sounds like curried eggs. Alright. It stars Samuel L. Jackson and Christian Bale. They're two of the big names in it. And quite frankly, what a fucking waste. You've got Samuel L. Jackson, or L as we call him, motherfucking his way through the script. And it's a very paper-thin script. Basically, the whole film reminds me of a... it's one of these TV movies, or even worse, a TV show itself. A very bad one. There is no redeeming features. Whoever edited this must have... I don't know. Fucked. It goes from one scene to another without any consistency. I've been watching it now. It's been on for 51 minutes and I don't even know what's going on. It's so much shit. This film could be made about anything. The fact it's got Shaft in it, it's unbelievable. It doesn't need to be, it could be anyone. Straight talking, no nonsense cop. I mean, that has been used, fucking overused and overcooked, mate. Overcooked. You know, I'm not going to question the acting, because they got actors best as they could do with the shit they got, you know. But about how many sprinkles you put on a dog turd, underneath it's still shit. And this is exactly what this film is. I can't bear to watch any more of it. 51 minutes was enough. It just reminded me of a TV show, a very bad one. There's no story to it. There's no action. And Samuel L. Jackson hasn't even fired one single bullet. And it's over halfway through. And I thought he didn't take any shit. He swears a lot, that's about it. He doesn't seem a likeable person. He seems just a fucking anus. So, I would give this film one cunt out of 10. And it's just dreadful, and I wouldn't even waste your time. Don't rent it, don't buy it, don't do anything with it. I mean, fucking hell. 51 minutes of my life wasted forever. I can't get those minutes back now. So I thought I'd just rant about it, you know, as you do. Oh God, I can't believe it's so bad. You've got... No, watch it. I ask you to watch it. And then tell me that it's good. And I can point to a liar then. I know you're a lying son of a bitch. But in conclusion, to wrap this up, it's not worth a cup of cold shit, it's not worth a wank, and I definitely would have wasted time with it. I'm too tired to get really angry with this film. Maybe another time. What a waste of motherfucking time.